thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and a live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. And welcome once again to the In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, just about a block off Lakeside Drive, and just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College. And we've got some great things to share with you on today's In the Garden program, I believe. We have some great music coming up for you in just a little while. You don't want to go anywhere. The Cathedrals are coming up with a song called I'm Going Way Up When I Die. And then a little bit later on, the Isaacs will have a beautiful song for us called He Understands My Tears. That's all straight ahead, and the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled Don't Give Up, Look Up is coming up as well on today's In the Garden program. You don't want to miss out, so stay right here for the next few minutes, and you will be blessed. We appreciate you joining us today for the In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, as we mentioned. We're located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, just about a block off Lakeside Drive, and just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College, where we have Sunday school at 10 a.m., our morning worship service is at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock. And we surely would love to see you in God's house with us at what we call the church where the shout has not gone out. And also, we'd like to see you on Wednesday nights when we have a big night with the Wednesday evening worship service at 7 o'clock. And just before that at 6:45, it's the Awana Clubs for the kids ages 3 through the teens. And they'll be blessed. They'll be in God's Word and having fun. And you can be blessed as well in the Wednesday evening worship service. So we hope you'll come worship with us again at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, Virginia, the church that we like to call the church where the shout has not gone out. And right now, as promised, it's music from the Cathedrals. I'm Going Way Up When I Die on today's In the Garden program.
On the judgment day, if the Lord should say, you failed to trust me, then you must begin, pay the price of sin, how sad it will be. Sin will be to blame for your awful shame, your soul will be lost. I'm glad to say I'm his today, for he paid the cost.
I'm going up,
going up, going up, way up when I die.
And I shall see,
I shall see my Savior up in the sky.
I'll clap the hands of him who died for me.
He saved my soul and set me free.
Going up,
going up, going up, way up. How the Lord can bless just trying today. He will remember that sorrow he will share. He'll brighten the way. Why not now decide? Trust the crucified. He is your best friend. He'll save your soul and make you whole and keep you.
the cathedrals, and I'm going way up when I die on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. We thank you so much for joining us today, and we'd like to take a minute and let you know about our television ministry. It's called Alive TV, and you'll find it on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable system. Anywhere you get Nesby cable in Campbell County, Bedford County, in Appomattox, or the Pamplin area, you can tune in there and get a blessing. Every day, as a matter of fact, at 6 o'clock in the morning, Sunday right through Saturday, you can tune in for the In the Garden television program. And, of course, that airs several other different times as well throughout most of the days of the week. So we encourage you to tune in and get a blessing. There are lots of other ways that you can be blessed. There's devotion time about three times a day. There's lots of great local preaching programs. There's great Southern gospel music videos and so much more. It's on Alive TV, again, Channel 7 on Nesby Cable. Now, if you're in Lynchburg or Amherst and you're on Adelphia and you'd like to get Alive TV, we're encouraging folks to give Adelphia a call. Let them know that you'd be interested in having Alive TV on Adelphia as well. And I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you that you can tune in for the In the Garden program on Adelphia on their local access channel a couple of times each week, Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Thursday mornings at 10:30. So we encourage you to tune in there and get a blessing. And if you feel led to do so, maybe give Adelphia a call. Let them know you'd like to have a live TV as well. God bless you. We appreciate that. Time to go to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church. It's the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled, Don't Give Up. Look up on today's In the Garden program.
And so what happened? This man was healed. Hallelujah. He said, I have nobody to put me in the water that is troubled once a year. And he said, I have nobody to help me. And let me tell you what, bless God, his helper showed up. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know in John 3, Nicodemus received the miracle of salvation. He came to the Lord and Jesus told him, he said, listen, you must be born again. I want you to know today, here it is 2,000 years later, and the message is you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how can a woman, a man, enter into the womb of his mother and be rebirthed? He said, I'm not talking about a physical birth, Nicodemus. I'm talking about a spiritual birth, that you must be born of the Spirit. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know today, that same way is still today available to every person that will come to the Lord, because Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Aren't you glad God's made a way? Amen. Healing is not a promise, it's an established fact. Amen. I even said, well, you know, God made a promise. Yes, he's made a lot of promises, as a matter of fact. But I tell you, he's also made a lot of established facts, too. Amen. And when he says that, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, that's an established fact. What we read in God's Word this morning is an established fact. And today, you couple that fact with your faith that you've got in God, and I want you to know you're going to see the favor of God poured out in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of Jesus over sickness and sin, I want you to know today, has not changed. You say, but he's gone back to heaven and he's seated at the throne and he's coming again. He has not changed, I'm telling you this morning. In Hebrews 13 and verse 8, the Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory today. Amen. And we realize there are three things about moving today towards your miracle. Amen. One, today there is no problem too big that Jesus can't handle it. Amen. And many times we think about, well, my problems are so big and I just don't see no way out of it. Have you called on the God who can make a way? Amen. Because today, I don't care what you say or what you think, there is a way today. And God's way is always the right way, isn't it? And folks, his way today can bring you out of what you're in. But my back's against the wall. Hallelujah! That's when our God likes to work. When you've ended and come to the point that you've used up all your resources, you can say, I can believe God because God can. Hallelujah! I think so many times we make God our last chance instead of our first choice. And I think we need to be placing the Lord first in our life today. Amen. See, there's no problem too big for Jesus to solve. I don't know if you came in here with a problem. In all probability, every one of you sitting in this church this morning, you've got some kind of a problem. You may have a job problem. You may have a family problem. You may have a health problem. You may have a salvation problem. You may have a sin problem. I don't know. No, needless to say today, and I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand because it would be absolutely dumb for me to do that, because I know when you got humans and you got people, there's always the potential of problems. But also today, in the midst of your problems, I want you to know today, oh, this is good. There's a problem solver, amen. In the midst of what you're in, there's one today that can take whatever's against you and lift it off of you. There's one today that can give you help. There's one today that can give you hope. There's one today that can bring you out of what you're in. And whenever you're in something and you don't know which way to get out of it, God is still the way out. Amen. Glory to His name. There's not a problem that Jesus can't solve. Two today, there's not a person too small for Jesus to use. You think, well, I'm insignificant, and I'm not a big name person, and I don't have any prominence. You don't need it. If you've got the Lord, you've got all you need. Amen. See, today God's no respect of persons today. He can use you. He can use me. He can use any person that will simply avail themselves to being usable for God. See, God's not looking for how good you are. God's looking really today of how He can change you to being what He wants you to be. And God doesn't need necessarily great abilities. He just needs us to say, God, I avail myself to what you want for me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen. I don't care what you're in. You're not too small that God can't use you to bless somebody else. Are you listening to me? You ought to nudge your neighbor right now and say, I want to bless you today. Amen. Amen. Wait a minute, Pastor. I came to get blessed. I didn't come to bless my neighbor. Yes, you did. Because today, you're going to get blessed when you bless somebody else, aren't you? And folks, I'm going to tell you today, the greatest blessings that we have is the fact that we can be an encouragement and be a strength and today be usable for God to bless somebody else. Number three today, there's no hunger today too deep that the Lord can't satisfy it. Whatever the hunger is in your life, you know what your hunger should be today? You should be hungering for the presence and the power of the Lord to work in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. See, it's easy to have a strong, overcoming, giant-sized faith and believe God when you're sitting on top of the mountain and when you're free from crises in your life and you're not facing a bad report from the doctor. But let me tell you what, dear friend, Jesus did have faith in God. And today, it's not going to be in those mountaintop experiences where you're going to find growth in your spirit life. You're going to find growth when you get down into the deep places. And that's why David said, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Oh, listen today. It's in the valley is where you grow. It's in the valley that you realize how great your God is. And so if your face is against the wall or you're down to nothing and you don't have no way to turn and you cry out to God and God hears your cry, He brings you up and He brings you out. Amen. That's the power of our God. And ladies and gentlemen, today I believe the pages of the glorious Word, infallible and inerrant, inspired Word of God are filled with many accounts today of divine intervention in the lives of ordinary people. You know, at age 30, Jesus began His ministry, didn't He? Unexplainable occurrences happened. Things that could not be explained in the reality of life, like water being turned to wine, the blind being made to see, the dead even being called out of a grave and they walk out. Hallelujah. The miraculous, the instantaneous disappearance of sickness and disease. And many times when Jesus came to those who were in situations of life that had them down and defeated, He asked them a question like, wilt thou be made whole? What would you have me to do? See, the fact is today, you've got to exercise your faith.
We'll have a brand new message tomorrow from Pastor Duck right here on the In the Garden program. Please be sure to join us right now. It's the Isaacs on In the Garden.
All I
Isaacs, and he understands my tears on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in again tomorrow. A brand new message from Pastor Carlton Duck. And before we go, let me remind you to visit our website at www.itgm.org. You can find out what folks you need to be praying for. You can stay in touch with Gethsemane Baptist Church. Utilize the prayer chain and so much more. Again, be sure to log on right there at www.itgm.org. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.